I would like to inform that during this last period from 2020 to 2022, the target setting process and the targets were officially set and approved in Portugal. Targets were set under Article 6, and for all areas under Article 6, and were based on national legislation, national strategic plans for water and sanitation, and also for the basins. And also, whenever possible, we try to align with the SDGs. The target setting process was really important in Portugal because it provides an opportunity to strengthen the engagement of high-level decision makers and increased communication between the Portuguese Protocol Group and also the SDG implementation body by raising awareness of the mutual benefits of both instruments. So this was really important. Also, for public purposes, the results of the implementation of the protocol, that is the indicators to measure the target, measuring the targets, are disclosed to the public on an annual monitoring, national monitoring, which is available online for everyone to look at it. In addition, for instance, in 2022, we presented the national report on the official event on the World Health Day on the 7th of April. So protocol now is an instrument that is considered in Portugal and even is considered in the new national strategic plan for the water, sanitation, and rainwater for 2030, which is now pending approval. Another thing is that in the last 2 years, we have faced many challenges in the water and sanitation sector and other, for example, the Drinking Water Directive transposition, the COVID pandemics, the severe drought that we faced in Portugal this year, for instance. And this makes us, the group that is implementing and setting targets, to realize that we also should start, although we have recently approved our targets, we have already an annual report of these targets, and we are going to revise actually some of the targets because these past events that we have need to be included in the protocol. So we have to consider targets with the drought, climate change, and also including COVID pandemics. Of course, we start unofficially speaking about that between the group, but the next year we expect to revise some of the targets. Of course, alignment with the SDGs will be continuing to occur, but we also want to include these other subjects, let's say, that appeared in the last 2 years. So that's it. Thank you.